cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be volunteering to be a participant in a clinical research study for people who need to relax and kiss me. Another one would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week, we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. Like this one says, I like the way you handle a ham. Man for woman, 38. The deli section at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Says, I met you on Saturday. You were the cute female meat cutter with the old face, but had a young body.
Oh my gosh.
Interesting compliment. I was the wet-haired thin man who purchased 6 pounds of honey-baked ham. As you hunched over the slicing machine, I couldn't help but gander at your backside. And I'm not talking about your caboose, but your actual back.
What?
It seemed firm and sturdy.
What?
Yeah, that's
yet tender and wide at the same time.
Tender, wide, and sturdy. Not exactly the adjectives I'd like.
This is also very creepy coming from a man who's ordering 6 pounds of ham.
Yeah. I was going to say.
That is a big back. I'd cut some meat off of that back.
Oh, gross.
And it goes on to say, watching you work made me want to press my body against the cold glass where the meats are cooled.
Oh, my God.
After you finished and packaged my order, you asked why I needed 6 pounds of ham. And I told you, a gentleman never tells.
Oh.
And then gave you a seductive wink.
I bet it was seductive.
Message me if you want to know the secret place where I'm going to put all that ham.
Okay.
That's from a guy named Augie.
I have a feeling that being a female in the meat department, you get that a lot.
Yeah, you probably
do.
Probably a lot of sausage jokes.
A lot of puns. This next Craigslist misconnection is titled, This Single Mommy is Looking to Get Single Spicy. Woman for Man, 29, daycare. Last week, I went to drop off my son for the day, and I saw you standing in the reception area. You're the sexy bald Latino who was focused on your phone. I really wanted to talk, but I wasn't sure what to say, so I just walked up and asked if you could smell my shoulder.
Because that's an easy opening line.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth.
And it says, by the way, thank you for saying okay. That was very sweet.
It smells okay.
Yeah, okay, I'll smell your shoulder, ma'am. We ended up having a very stimulating conversation about daycare and all the dumb rules that they have about germs.
Oh.
You made me laugh. Like, really, like, I'm not lying. You were actually funny. And when I first saw you, I didn't think that was possible. And that's in all caps.
Whoa.
So anyway, my life is really boring ever since my ex-husband ran off with my cousin.
Oh, oh my gosh. Too so, much information, lady.
If you don't want a girl who's into drama, let me know if you're interested. Yeah, because it sounds like she's not into drama at all.
You can't put those two sentences together ever.
Ever.
We can act like adults and do things adults do.
Yeah.
Adina, drama free for 4 years now.
Oh, man.
Good for you.
Drama and cousin and husband free for 4 years now.
This next Craigslist misconnection is titled Looking for a Rock Hard Buddy to Get Manly With.
Hey.
Man for Man, 27, Lowe's. Yo. Looking for the really cool buff dude I bonded with in the lighting section the other day. We were both looking at the same dimmer switches when you commented on my tattoo. Mine's a fist punching another fist. That sounds like an awesome tattoo.
Oh my God.
It says, then you showed me yours, a fuel gauge that says maximum tank.
Man, that is some tender sweet talk between two men.
These bros are meant for each other.
Right? We laughed for a bit, but didn't get a chance to exchange numbers because some tool at my work called and needed me to help put out a fire. So I'm hoping you see this because I've been searching for a new best bro to hang out with and do guy stuff with on the weekends. Nothing weird, I promise. Just normal, all-American male-on-male bonding activities like weightlifting, wrestling, etc. Things that get me all jacked up. You with me?
Isn't that what you do with your bros all the time? You guys just wrestle.
That's what we do. Yeah, we absolutely.
Get over here.
Come on over, bro. Saturday afternoon, we got nothing to do. How about a little Greco-Roman wrestling? I got a new singlet. Oh, actually, I forgot my singlet's in the dry cleaner right now, so we're going to have to go naked. But whatever, it's not gay because we're just big dudes doing what dudes do on a Saturday afternoon. Am I right, bro?
Right.
Fist bump. Oh, we're junk touched.
Junk
touched. Anyway, it says, my last bro mate just couldn't keep up, but by the looks of your chest, I think you got what it takes to hang.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like an audition now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you pin him, then you're in.
Send some pics, your age, and some stats to let me know you're legit. Oh. From Vince.
Of course his name is Vince.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
I think Vince needs to use some of those big muscles of his to open up that closet door and sprint through that thing.